فنشأت نوح نوح. So what happens over here? Noah is on the Teba, and then he wants to know if the waters subsided. So it says he sent out the raven, and the raven was just circling the Teba. He's probably trying to land in Newark. They had him in the holding pattern for 7 days. And then after he sends out the raven, which that didn't work, but you'd say Yatzov Ashov on coming back. By Shalahat Yonah Meito. So he sent the Yonah Lerot Hakalu Hamayim Al Tene Adama Velo Matzea Yonah Manoa Lekat Ragla. Amen. So he didn't find a place where he could rest his feet. So he came back to the Teba. Yonah can't swim. So Noah brought him back onto the Teba. So he waited a week later. But Yosef shalachat Yonah min Teba. So he sent the Teva out again from the Teva. V'tavo elav Yonah le'et erev. So the Yonah came le'et erev, meaning close to nightfall. The time of nightfall, le'et erev. V'hine alezayit taraf befiha. So what does she have in her mouth? Alezayit, an olive branch or olive leaf. Okay. So the trees are growing.
Because yesterday we said it was not water, so everything burns.
Benno, you're on the on target this morning. Somebody's listening. Where did they get a olive branch from? If everything was destroyed.
Why did he come back with an olive branch?
Why did he come back with a 100%? 100%. So here's the proof to evolution. It happened by itself. Darwin min ha-Torah minayin. Bachshemo v'zichro. Nechtiv haman ben ha-medata ha-agagis olen ha-yehudi. That's a good question. Man tov u-mazal tov. So the Ramban asked your question, Zeno. Ramban says, "Mepeshuto shel pasuk ze yira'esh shelon ni'akiru ha'ilanot velon nimchu b'mabul." From this pasuk, it sounds like that there were still trees after the mabul. Ki lo haya sham nachal sotef. Aba bebereshit rabah doesn't accept it. The Bereshit rabah understands that the whole world was destroyed. Amru mehecha levia oto. Rabbi Levi Amar Mehara Mishcha. From Haraz Zetim. De lo tafat arad Yisrael b'mayad mabula. Eric says, "Don't get touched." Hu shakadosh baruch hu amar li Yechezkel ben Adam emor la at eres lo metoharahi lo gushmaha b'yom za'am. And obviously then the question is, didn't have Noah know that the Mabul stopped? He imported the Al-Ezai from Israel.
But that was clean anyway.
But that was clean.
He didn't know.
But Tavoy Elav Yonah Le'et Erev, Vine Al-Ezai Tarab Defiyah, Vayeda Noah Ki Kalu Amayim. How do you know? I don't know how we know the truth is. Kikalu amayim ala aris. Ma'ala aris, he wasn't in Israel, honey. He was in Ararat. He was in Turkey. He was in Ur. I don't know where he was. He was in Jiddisville. He was in Ararat. So now you tell me, okay, whatever. I'm just telling you, this is the whole discussion over here. The Kli Yakar has another question on this pasuk. The Kli Yakar says, "V'tavoa elav ayona le'et erev, ma'chpat lanu b'zeim ba'erev iba'ahu b'boker ishava." Wonder what came when he came back. And if he came le'et boker, le'et erev, le'et sahorayim. Yeah, I mean, was it? Questions over here. And then like the Hamim's question, when you bring back a Zayit, bring back anything, bring back Temarim, bring back Harubim. It's a big, bring back a, if he's in Israel, bring back a falafel sandwich, you're ready. Bring back a, no, I've been having a falafel for 1 year, Aziz. He doesn't need olives. Bring him back something, shawarma, something. Going to Israel. So this is the, this is the questions that the Mefatim say on the Pasuk. And therefore, because of all these questions, the Darshanim excited from all these questions. Because these questions allow them to, you know, go crazy on the Pasukim now and take this out of its natural context. However, we're going to answer the normal Pasukim, you'll answer it. No, we're not answering those questions. You have to settle it. If it was Israel, so have Noah know that the Mabul stopped. Why did he come to Et Erev? Why did he take a Zayit? All those questions have to be explained to be Pishuto Shel Mikra as well. So we're reading these Pesukim over here again quickly. Yonah is sent out of the Teva, but Tevo Elaba Yonah Le'et Erev. Kli Yakar says, Ma Echpat Lanu Bazeim Ba'erev Iba'ahu Vavoker Ishava. Et Erev. Like when he came back. V'ine ale zayit taraf befiha. V'ani safti, says, what do you mean? Ale zayit, what's the difference? If it's ale zayit, or ale tamar, or ale, why ale zayit? And then it says in the pasuk, v'yeda noah ki kallu hamayim ala ares. He knew that it was, the water subsided. Ki kallu hamayim ala ares. Ramban says, where did he get a zayit from in the first place? All the world was destroyed. There's no Zayit. So Ramban says, from the Midrash, Mehecha Neviya Oto, Rabbi Levi Amar, Meharam Mishha, from Harazetim, Neviya Oto, from Israel. Deelat Hafhat Ar'adi Yisrael B'mayad de Mabula, because there was no Mabula in Israel. So there was no Mabula in Israel, so how did Noah know that the water stopped? He brought something from, imported from Israel. Noah was in Hutzla Ares. Noah was in Hutzla Ares, in Ararat, but he saw made in Israel. Israel, there was no flood bichlal. Noah didn't know that, so he got lucky. These are all the questions that are clearly on the pasuk that when we went in the first grade, we had no question on this pasuk. It was the easiest pasuk. He sent it to Yonam, he came back, he brought back a Zayin, and Noah said, okay, the flood is over. So the Bala Turim over here also has something to say. The Bala Turim, he gets excited on the word Taraf Defiha. Taraf. Rashi says, what is Taraf? Hataf. Like he snatched it. He grabbed it. It was snatched in his mouth like he came back with it in his... So the Bala Turim says, oh, that's a strange word. Bala Turim, when he saw these odd words, in Tanakh, where else do we see this word? So the Baal HaTorim had a computer with all the Tanakh on it. They put in the computer Taraf. He googled it. He waited. Did the Shari Gilgulim? He waited. How many times did Taraf come up? There was no computers in the times of the Baal HaTorim, Rabotai. The computer was in his head. He had the whole Torah, and they haven't ever found him wrong. An amazing thing. They haven't ever found him wrong. His computer was perfect. Nobody ever came along and said that the Baal HaTorim says there's only twice in the Torah. And then said, oh, there's three times. It's a perfect computer. Even computers make mistakes sometimes. Baal HaTorim was impeccable. So he says, Tarav, Bet Bamatsoret. There's only two of these words in the whole Tanakh. Hacha, Vine Alezai Tarav Befiha, Veidach. Kihu taraf v'yirpa'enu. What is that pasuk talking? That pasuk is in Hosea. The pasuk in Hosea Vav. Hosea Vav. That's the Rav Shat on Hosea. Kihu taraf v'yirpa'enu. V'hu lashon shevira. Shevira. He broke himself. The context of that pasuk in Hosea is Tuna Teshuvah. He broke himself. He was mitcharet. Ki utaraf. Hatati aviti pashati. Shavaras. Olev nishbar v'nitkeh. And God says, v'yirpa'ehu. And I cured him from his spiritual malady, from his disease of spirituality. Like we say in the Amida, we say the Berkat Teshuvah, and berachot, couple of berachot, after we say v'yirpa'ehu. V'shav v'rafalo. V'shav v'rafalo. He makes teshuvah, and he got a refuah. For the nefesh or for the goof. So that's the pasuk over here. The Baal HaTorim, says also, what's the connection? Taraf over there means shivira, which is referring really to teshuvah. So he says, Sihi shivarato mina ilan. He broke it off the tree. Velo matza oto tzaf ala mayim. He didn't find the olive branch floating on the water. Ubezeh kir ki kalu amayim. That's how we know. How did he know that he didn't take it from the floor on something that was destroyed already, or he took it from the tree? And especially according to Ramban, that the tree was in Israel, so what's the difference where he took it? The question not answered, but that's the Baal HaTorim's point over here. There's another rabbi called Kli Yakov, who wrote a perush on Tanakh, Rabbi Lanyado. Shmuel Lanyado, from the great Achmed Sefarad. We have his Sefarim, Kli Yakov. There's a Kli Yakov over here in the Tanakh, in the Torah, and there's Kli Yakov on Nach. Incredible, incredible Hadushim he has over there. So Rabbi Lanyado over there, he says, he's talking about the importance to make teshuvah immediately right after you make the avon. Don't delay the teshuvah. Number one, don't delay the teshuvah because you might forget. You know, if you start piling up the Averot and you're going to come wait till the end of the month, no one knows, you forget what you did in the last 30 days. Of course, you can in the last year. But if you settle the bill every night before you go to sleep, he says, you remember exactly what a person can remember the Fahot, more or less what he did during the day, and you square it off, and you're able to make the Shuvah, he says, like our custom is before we go to sleep, we have Kiryat Shema Lamita. And we say the vidui before we go to sleep at night. Like the Mishnah says, Vishuv yom ehad kodem mitatcha. Mitatcha doesn't mean a bed over there. It means death. Make the shuvah the day before you die. The Gemara says, Vichi, a guy knows when he's going to die. Oh, yeah, make the shuvah every day. From here's the remez that we make the shuvah before we go to sleep. Because the Zohar Kadosh says that sleep is 1/60th of death. So shuv yom echad kodem mitatcha, before you die, meaning before you retire at night, and you give back your neshama, which is a partial death. That's why you make the tzayadayim in the morning. So therefore, the zodim is to make the shuvah before you go to sleep at night. The Ben Ishai, Ben Yosef Chaim in his derasho, he says that there's a big benefit to make the shuvah before you go to sleep at night. Why? He says because there's a rule in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Modeh b'knas ve'hatak ba'u edim. Modeh b'knas, that means he confesses that he owes a penalty. Ve'achar kach ba'u edim. And then witnesses showed up after his confession. So there's a big machloket in the Gemara on this, between two rabbis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Modeh b'knas ve'achar ba'u edim, patur. You beat the witnesses, you're patur. Shmuel says, Hayav. It's a law. It's a law. Shmuel says, the guy said, I'm modeh b'knas, I'm guilty. Also two witnesses come along and say, judge, he's guilty. Oh, but he just confessed. We don't care. The witnesses are here, guilty, has to pay. That's Shmuel, yes? Spanish high says, who's the halakha like? Halakha's like Rav. Modeh b'knas b'hakach ba'u edim patur. So says the Ben Ishai, what happens when a person makes Averot? How could they punish us for an Avera? You need Edim. But every time a person makes an Avera, he creates Kategorim, he creates angels, and those angels become his prosecutors. He himself creates his own prosecutors. Kol Aver Avera Hat. But there's kategor ahat, but that kategor, he could use the guy's walls as witnesses, like the Gemara says, and they use the bricks on his ceiling as witnesses. It says that the person's neshama is a witness. There's a lot of witnesses. So what happens when a person goes to sleep at night? The neshama goes up, the kategor goes up. And they testify, listen, this morning the guy went and he did this. This is Edim. So the Ben Ishai says, so what do you do? Before you go to sleep, you're modeh. You say, modeh, I'm guilty. I'm modeh b'knas v'hakak ba'u edim. Now the witnesses come, they say, ready, he was modeh. So now already, even though his teshuvah wasn't 100% before he goes, you go like this couple of minutes, is it teshuvah gemura? It's not teshuvah gemura. You probably have to do it a few more times to get it. But it's enough that that's considered, listen, I'm confessing. I'm modeh. So they bring him up to Shamayim. The witnesses come, hey, they look at the bed. Did he make this? Did he go like this before he went to sleep? Yes. Modeh b'knas v'hakak ba'u edim. But also the Ben Ishai says, "V'salachta la'avoni kiravu." Why does God forgive me? Because halakha's like Rav. Kiravu. V'salachta la'avoni. Why? Kiravu. Because halakha's like Rav. And then he says, "That's what Bil'am said." Oy mi yichye misumoel. Misumoel is mishmuel. He says, "Oy mi yichye." If the halakha would be like Shmuel, it wouldn't help you to be modeh. Modeh b'knas. So it's not going to help you to make the shuvah for you. So the Ben Ishai said, this is a manos. This is an escape route. People don't realize the value of the Kiryat Shema Lamita. They don't understand the value of it. Great, great value just to clean yourself from the avir. Especially, we all know the rule that when a stain gets into a beggar, the quicker you wipe it off, the easier it is. Once you leave it there, it gets embedded. Understand? Now it takes more effort to erase it. So if you can erase the sin within relatively the same day, so it's much easier to wipe off. So Rabbi Lanyano, in his Perush on the Nach, he explains the following pasuk like this. It says in the pasuk, Shuba Yisrael ad Adonai Elohecha. How do we always learn this pasuk? Shuvah Yisrael, repent, ישראל, עד השם אלוהיך, כי חשבת בעווניך, כזו שאני messed up, כי חשבת בעווניך, don't tell me not to make the תשובה. Don't tell me how you're good, כי חשבת בעווניך, everybody makes it. We all know, we learned the Gemara 100 times already, that the word ki can be explained 4 ways. Ki mishamesh bedalet lishonot. So, ki can mean, yes, because, but ki can also mean when, kasher. So Rav Elanyahu says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elohecha. When should you make the Shuvah? Ki chashalta, kaaser chashalta ba'avonecha, which means at the time of the kishalon, that's when you should make the teshuvah. Don't delay it. That's what we're learning. Ki is kaaser. By the way, he's telling you not to make teshuvah. But no, I don't need Hosea to tell me to make teshuvah. I need Hosea to tell me to make teshuvah. To pasuk Torah to tell me to make teshuvah. Hosea's chiddush in the pasuk of shuvah was when to make teshuvah. You thought if you just read the pasuk in the Torah, make a shuvah, have a year, whatever, have to have till death. That's Kippur. So the pasuk goes, no. Ki chashalta, kasher chashalta ba'avonecha, do it on the spot. Understand? Like the Gemara says. Huh? Why? Right, you might do it again. You might forget also, like we said. It might become embedded. It might be the Edim came already. You're incriminated. Big problems. So that's Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. That's what the Gemara says. If you see a Tamid Chacham, Im ra'ita Tamid Chacham, Sha'avar Avera, if you see that Tamid Chacham made Avera today, don't have any questions. Al tahir ala. Don't have any doubts on this man. Why? Shemna asa teshuvah. Because maybe he made teshuvah. The Gemara says, Shemna asa teshuvah? Vaday asa teshuvah. For sure he made teshuvah. The Achamim, they say, a rem is on this Gemara. They say, when a Tamid Chacham does something that's questionable, so he then questions himself and he says, what I did, is it really an Avera? Maybe there's some shittot that say it's not an Avera. So he starts to open up the books. And all of a sudden, he makes a safek sefeka, safek halakha, like this one, and like, yeah, so therefore. So what does he do? He writes a teshuvah. So the Gemara says, Im la'ita tamid hacham sha'abar avera, al tarirav, shevadai asa teshuvah. He probably wrote a teshuvah on it. And he explained what he did. He goes, tamid hacham had, he got out of it. That's a darash. The simple interpretation is, and the Talmidei Chachamim, they don't carry the Averot with them. Right away they move the Avera, boom. You know that they settled. That's the way he explains the Pasuk. And he explains another Pasuk also. It says in the Pasuk, Virshu Hashem Behimatze'o, Kera'o Biyoto Karov. So we always learn the Pasuk, it means, Virshu Hashem Behimatze'o, call out God, when he's available. When is that? During Nasir Mitzvah. Meaning call out God to make the Shuvah. Behimatzo when he's around, when he's closer. Kera'o b'yoto karov, call him when he's closer. The rabbi says it's redundant. Behimatzo b'yoto karov. He's saying the same thing over again. He's a different word, he said. Call out to God when he's available. Kera'o v'yoto karov. The same thing. He says, no. Kera'uhu, call out God v'yoto karov. When the sin is karov. When the sin is still close to you, which means that's when you have to call out to God. Kera'u v'yoto karov. When the avon is still, you could smell the fragrance of the avon. You still remember it. You still have a little hana'ah from it, which is it's a current avon. Kera'uhu biyoto karov, the sin. Understand? So therefore, the Achamim are saying that's the great value of making teshuvah on the makom. And he writes also that when a person makes teshuvah on the spot, it's called teshuvah mehava. It's teshuvah mehava. where the Avera itself can turn into a mitzvah, because if you love somebody in marriage, what do they say? Don't go to sleep until you finish the machloket. You don't go to sleep with a machloket with your wife. You can't, yeah? Why? Because you love your wife. You're not going to let Ta'anit Dibur for 3 days, you're not going to talk to your wife because of machloket. You cannot do that. It's not your mother-in-law, it's your wife. So therefore, the marriage counsels, they tell you, before you go to sleep, finish it one way or the other, make peace, and shalom. Why? Because the way there's ahava, you can't let it... So it's the same thing with Borei Olam. If you love Borei Olam, you know, you made a mistake. Human beings made averot. Yeah, I could go to sleep without asking for forgiveness or something like that. If you delay it, so you see, obviously you have no ahava. You don't care if he likes you, he doesn't like you, he's upset at you or not. So then why are you making teshuvah? You don't want him to punish you later on in the year. So it's the biggest thing. When you make teshuvah before you go to sleep, not only is it a great item because of all the other things we mentioned, but it's teshuvah ahava. Already the averot can turn into mitzvot, because that's what it says in the pasuk, that the averot turn into mitzvot, yes? Teshuvah mi'irah, it just downgrades it. But teshuvah me'ava, it turns it out. Anyway, according to this, Hagdamot, I saw brought down by the current rabbi of Bubbles. He brought me all his, he sent one of his students to send me all his sefarim. He doesn't give out the sefarim. They write up the derash that he says. He doesn't give out the books. But he figures, Faradi guy, what's the difference? Give it to him. I'm not going to do anything with it. So he sent me the books. And anytime he has because why? I used to always drive to Borough Park for years, every Friday. They print these little pamphlets of the Rebbe's Hiddushim. I used to walk in there. They thought I was a goy. They said, what are you doing over here? I want to see the rabbi's pamphlets. They're screaming Yiddish. I don't know what they're talking about. If I came on Shabbat, they would say, turn on the light for us over here. Turn on the light for us. I didn't know what I was. So I go in there. So one guy asked me, I see you always coming on Fridays and Thursdays taking these. What are you doing with these over here? I said, where's the books? Where's the book? Can I be the rabbi like this? Just has these little sheets over there? It doesn't make sense. It's not proper. So they, I guess they searched me. They analyzed who the guy. They did a report. They sent investigators. They sent a guy to call me after. He said, okay, we're coming to your house, and we have something for you. This is last year, 2 years ago maybe. Guy came to the house and said, hey, no way, this is a gift from the Rebbe. He doesn't give it to anybody. The guy says, I'm the rabbi's student. The guy says, be it down to, he says, I'm the rabbi's student for 100 years. They didn't give me the book. I told the rabbi, can I have it? He said, no, go give it to the... In these books over here, there's beautiful gems of derashot that he said.
What's his name?
The Babaji Rebbe. That's what they call him. The Babaji Rebbe. Everybody knows his name. They call him the Babaji Rebbe. Okay, well, now you're happy, you know his name? So now he said like this. He said that the word Zayit, of course, Zayit is an olive. But the Rashi says that Zayit is bitter. Rashi says, Yem mezonotai medurim ki Zayit. The Zayit has a bite to it. Bite it, has a bite to it. So he quotes the Midrash. The Midrash says that teshuvah is also it's a bitter pill in the beginning. For teshuvah, there's crying, there's harata, there's taniyot, there's sigufim. So teshuvah also has that element of medirut, but it's different. It's like the olive. They say that when the olive in the beginning could be it's bitter. But then as it gets ripened and things like that, then it starts to become sweet. So it starts to make comparisons between the inyan of the zayit and the inyan of the teshuva. And he quotes a midrash that says something like this: that ma zayit, in order to get the oil out of it, you need to kotesh it, you need to crush it. At Yisrael, in order to bring them to perfection, Borei Olam has to crush them with Yisurin and all sorts of things, and then to bring them to the Tikkun. So you see, the remez and the zayit is to bring a person to his Tikkun. The olive oil doesn't come from nothing. You have to bang it first until you have a product. So too, Teshuvah is the same thing. You have to bang the product. Yisurin, taniyot, sigufin, and all that other stuff that Teshuvah demands from us. And then the product comes over here. So the rabbi explains like this. The Jewish people, as we know, are compared to many different animals and many different birds. One of the birds that Am Yisrael is comparable to, obviously, is the yonah. Yonati, tamati, and so on and so forth. Elisha bal kenafayim, we learned in the Gemara, that when he took his tefillin, he opened his hands, and there was a yonah. Just like a yonah, protect, and so on and so forth. That's the comparison to Am Yisrael, Yonah. Yonah is also loyal. Yonah has a loyalty. There's an interesting Gemara, Midrash, that says the Yonah only mates with its mate. It doesn't... animals have no loyalty. There's fidelity in the animal kingdom? Of course not. The animals, they'll never have a wife. They have 100 wives. There's no loyalty. Mashiach in the Yonah is loyal to its Batzug. It's an amazing thing. So to Am Yisrael is loyal to God. They don't... I saw an amazing Gilyon Maharshi yesterday. The Kolel were learning Hilchot Avelut. We say Hilchot Semachot. So there's amazing Gilyon Maharshi. The Gilyon Maharsha is explaining the pasuk, "Gemalatu tov velo ra kol yemei hayeha." Talking about the Eshet Chayim. "Gemalatu tov velo ra." She does to her husband tov velo ra. "Gemalatu tov velo ra kol yemei hayeha." All her life. So Gilyon Maharsha says, "Mi kol yemei hayeha." If the husband dies first, so that's it. She can do good to her husband when the husband's alive. She serves him. She does. What does it mean? Gemalatu tov velora kol yemei hayeha. So he says something. I don't understand it. But this is what he says. He says that if her husband dies, she doesn't remarry. That's gemalatu tov kol yemei hayeha. That she's loyal to her husband. She doesn't know what to take. Even though it's going to the halakha, he's allowed to take two wives with her over there. But she's loyal. But she doesn't take. Amazing amazing point. So there's a loyalty over here that the Yonah has. And that's what Ami says compared to Yonah, that it doesn't take any other badzug. So the great rabbi says like this. The pasuk says, ותבוא אליו היונה. יונה זה עם ישראל. ותבוא אליו, יונה comes to הקדוש ברוך הוא. When does the יונה come to הקדוש ברוך הוא? לעת ערב. לעת ערב, at night, before he goes to sleep. והנה על הזית טרף בפיה. And what does he have in his mouth? Alezayit. He's crushing himself. Hatati, aviti, pashati. He's making all these tikkunim before he goes to sleep in order to... Befiha.
Befiha.
And he's being more dead. Yeah, Befiha. Befiha. Where's he going to have the Alezayit? In his nose? It's on the pasuk. Befiha. So then, once already, a person has this, that he makes teshuvah on his sin before he goes to sleep. Let erev, every single night, is alezayit taraf b'fiha. says, Vayeda Noah ki kalu amayim ma'al ha'aretz. Rest assured, you could know at that point that there's no Puranut anymore on the Aretz. If people would just rid themselves, what's the source of all the Puranut? The Averot. En ha'arod memit, el ha'achet memit, en ha'nahash memit, el ha'achet memit. The sin is the one that does the people in. And if the people would get rid of the sins, so there would be no more. So Noah understood that if the people would settle their accounts, let erev v'ine alezayet taraf befiha, then already hekalu hamam, then already the waters will be subsided, and there won't be any put on. Of course, the lesson to us is, even though we finished Yamim Nuraim now, technically we finished the Hagim, but Teshuvah doesn't only apply for the Hagim. The Ashkenazim have customs after the Hagim. They start fasting after the Hagim. Bet, hey, bet. We didn't fast enough in Tishri. They have to add some more fast after the holidays. Iyov also, after the holidays, used to bring korbanot and make tikkunim after, because a person sometimes goes back to his old habits. So even when we get to Parashat Noah, we're reminded of this. Don't think that because the holidays are behind us, that the Inyan of Teshuvah, it's a seasonal item. You know? Teshuvah, so you're thinking, when I said the Pasuk, Shuva Yisrael, so what's Yisrael? When you talk about Shuva Yisrael, the guy's out of line. It's a Kippur speech. What's he talking? He has no right to say Shuva Yisrael. If you look in Hosea, it doesn't say this Pasuk is only to be read during Adish Tishri. The Pasuk in the Tanakh can be read all year long. So when you read this Pasuk tomorrow, that's your Kabbalah, that Le'et Erev, a person has to settle the score. V'salachta la'avoni kiravu. And then Be'ezat Hashem, the Pasuk says, Ben Ishai says, Hashem Elohechem hirva etchem. Bore Olam gave you great abundance. V'nechem kechokhve ha'shamayim, and he placed you like the stars in the sky, which means you have great prosperity. Larov, an abundance. The very Chai says Larov is spelled Larav. Because the halakha is like Rav, so therefore I say Menechem Ayom, Verbatchem Kura Shamayim. If Hashem said the halakha was like Shemuel, you'd never be able to get out of it, because you'd always have to be Modeh first, but then the Edim come, you're still stuck, so it'd be very, very, very difficult. So therefore, the Pasukov is hinting to us the Inyan of the Teshuvah. Rabotai, we have over here the great Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, Hashem Yishmeihu V'Chayehu, who's well known for all his Sefarim, the ones that we know about, the ones that we don't know about, but his Torah is sweet, and we follow him religiously, like a student. The Rabbi is also very humble. He knows that my confidence is weak. He comes to me, Hazek, he sits next to me, and it works. My wife, when I come home on days like this, says, "Why are you in such a good mood?" Rabbi Friedman must have been in the synagogue. I feel good about my. Even the big rabbis, you need Hazuk. So he does this. I appreciate it, Rabbi. Now we're going to ask the rabbi to say some Hadushim over here.
Maybe I come to give Hazuk, but to take Hazuk. I really am coming in. I'm thanking Hakadosh Baruch Hu for really giving Shevach Vado. I saw the Rav last time when his eyes were covered. Baruch Hashem, your eyes, and you look good. You look good. You know, you can feel that. And 120 years. Maybe I have a dream sometimes this Shabbat to come over Shabbat. But if I would be able to talk to the Chabura, I would tell them and give them over that they shouldn't. You know, there's such opportunity to learn in the morning, to hear such a wonderful shiurim, I'm really coming just to hear the word come out so pure, so beautiful. And it's a pity that the entire heaven don't take advantage of such a shiur. But, you know, I'm a son of the Gadol. I really, I always come to listen. But we'll say the Dvar Torah, hearing those wonderful Ramazim, which can be added and added and added. But let's begin over here. We have after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Brit with the and we're talking about the keset. Zot ot abrit asher ani noten beili uvenechem uven kol nefesh chaya asher itchem ledorot olam et kashti natati be'anan v'haya be'anani anan ala aretz, when it's going to be a cloud on them, v'nirata ha'keset b'anan. So this is, you're going to see the keset, v'zachati et briti asher beili uvenechem, and the pasuk continues, v'haita ha'keset b'anan u'reitiha lizkor brit olam. What's the meaning of the keset that avoids and the bull in the world? So I thought that we can say the following. First of all, last year I brought on the Chatam Sofer, et kashti natati ba'anam, the holy word, et kashti natati ba'anam, the Chatam Sofer, the Tur says in Or HaChaim, that when we finish Semona Yisrael, we say, Asei leman shamecha, Asei leman yiminecha, Asei leman torotecha, Asei leman kedushatecha. The Gemara says, who mentions these four tefillot, is muftach lo, that his tefillot will be mitkabel b'shamayim. Because we're saying, maybe we're not worth, but Asei leman shamecha, Shem bichelul Hashem, Asei leman torotecha, v'chulei. So the Chatam Sofer used to say every year, the Talmid says, every year, Parshat Noach, he said, Anan symbolizes the Hester Panim, is a pasuk in Echa, Sakoti Banan Lacha Mavor Tzila. There's Anan that doesn't, there's a Mesach HaMavdil. So the Chatam Sofer used to say every year, Et Kachti Natati Ba'anan. If there is Anan, there's a Hester Panim, Kachti is Kedushotecha, Shmecha, Torotecha, Yeminecha. You say these four things, then it's a Zgula, it's a breakthrough Danan. But we know the Torah, Shirim Panim La Torah, so I thought, I never wrote this part of it, not this biur on the thing, but I thought it's interesting. I had a bar mitzvah this week, a grandson. And I like to say a new chidush for every bar mitzvah, because there's a new child. So I saw a Gemara, but the Gemara is very known, but I never recognized the detail. Everybody knows Katam Hayodea Ledaber, Tinok Katam Hayodea Ledaber, a small child that knows how to talk. He knows, say, Tati, Mami, a few words. So we all know Aviv Melamdo Torah. He learns in Torah. But he says, Aviv Lomdo Torah v'kriyat Shema. The father teaches him Torah, kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, Sukkot of Dachman Bet Amudal. The Gemara asks, my Torah. What did you teach him? The child, he doesn't know, he just knows the talk of you. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kiilat Yaakov. My kriyat Shema, pasuk karishon. Why these two? So we know the Gemara, I'm sure the Rabbi Mentzer Shalitah spoke about this 100 times, if not more. The Gemara in Brachot of Hei Amud Aleph, Le'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara, shenema rikzu v'al tehtau, notcho mutav v'im lav yasok b'torah, notcho mutav v'im lav yikra kriyat shema. Natcho mutav im lav yaskir lo yom amitah. Yaskir lo yom amitah shenemar v'domu sela. Remind them that there's going to come a time. There's a known a beautiful word that explains what meant yaskir lo. Yaskir le'atzmo, maza yaskir lo yom amitah. Because the Yitzhar comes in the morning and he says, why are you getting up so early? Go to the Tamedish, daven early to hear the shiur of Rabbi Mentzer. He knows that after such a davening and learning, you know, I'm saying it with my whole heart, the entire day is going to be different. He's going to have a hard job trying to. So what the Yitzhar says, you're tired, you need to be machal, you need to have energy for the children. Why sleep a little, rest more. are we answering? The Gemara says in Bava Batra, Daftar Vav, I think, who are Yetzer Hara? Who? Hasatan? Who Malach HaMavet? First of all, Yetzer Hara goes down and it's Mefate, the person to do Aveira. Then it's Satan, he goes up. Rakatrei. And then he gets permission and he comes and he kills Malach HaMavet. I remember a remez that maybe I mentioned, but the Brit Tunat Olam is one of the most fascinating Sifrei remez that is in the world. Very, very hard to say, very deep. He says, in the word Chet, sin, Chet, Tet Aleph. So the Aleph we know is Alufo Shel Olam because he's there always in the Galut. But Chet, Tet is the source of sin, Chet. So what is the Chet? The Chet is open in the bottom. That means when the Yitzhara comes down and he opens his mouth and tries to grasp us in his legs and his neck. Then, test, he goes up, then the opening is on top. He's metaphoric in the mouth, the chet and test, down in the bottom. So he says, what do you answer the Yitzhara? You're worrying for my health? When the time is going to come, you're going to be the Malach HaMavet that's going to kill me. Says Yaskir Lo Yom HaMitah. Remind the Yetzer Hara that you're not worrying for my wealth or for my health. You're the one who's going to kill me. So we have three aces how to overcome the Yetzer Hara. But the Sfarim say, Sifrei Chassidut, say that Yaskir Lo Yom. If Yaskir Lo Yom HaMitah is so good, why should we begin with the third etzah? It's not so good. If you begin too much with Yom HaMitah, you see, you can turn it right. Turn it around. Yeah, you know he's going to die. Nechye Hayom, Namut Machar. Listen. So you need to first do Torah. The Yitzharah gets weaker. Kriyat Shema. If it doesn't go, then use Yom HaMitah. It can bring you Atzvut, the Hefach and Simcha of unhappiness. So actually, the ideal milchama with the Yitzhara is with Torah and Kriyat Shema. The Panim Yafot, the Rebbe of the Chatam Sofer, he says, in Pasak Shoftim, it says, Opishneim Edim Yumat, Opishneim Edim Yumat Amet, Oshlosha Edim Yumat Amer, Yumat Api Edechad. Lo Yumat Api Edechad, Yad HaEdim Tiyebo Barishona, Veyad Kolam Bokrona. You said that if you have something, you need to kill somebody. You have shneidim or two or three. He says, what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Shnei meidim is the first two eights of Torah v'kriyat Shema. Usually you should try the first two, but if it doesn't go, and then also shadim, then use the third one. He says, lo yumat al pi edochad. Don't use only yom amitah. He said, yad HaEdim, first you, it says, Tamidei Chachamim, can use Torah Kriyat Shema. The Hamon Am that doesn't have so much Torah, they should use the third Eitah. So the Yad HaEdim, the first two Eidim, Tiyebo Barishona, first try the first two. The Yad Kol Am, the third Eitah, Rak Bachrona, you don't have a choice. He said, use the third one. So that's why, so we can understand that when you plant a tree, the Yisod is very important. The Yisod. So what do you say? Tatam ayodeya ledaber aviv lomdo kadalashon agmara Torah v'kriyat Shema. Those are the first two ideas to build the yisod, the fundament. In order, then afterwards you can build the house if you have the right binding, the right yisodot. Torah v'kriyat Shema. So I said when David HaMelech was maspid. When David HaMaspid, Shaul v'Yonatan beno, v'yekonen David al Shaul v'al Yonatan beno. What did he say? What do you expect him to say? Oh, we lost such a great person, Shaul lo haya boket ketinok. But he said something else. V'yomer lelamed et bnei Yehuda keset. Teach them how to shoot with an arrow. Hinei Tova al Sefer Yashar. The pasuk in Shmuel Bet. Hinei Tova al Sefer Yashar. Rashi says, "The Lamed Bnei Yehuda Keshet learn them how to fight. הנה כתובה על ספר הישר. מה ספר הישר? ספר בראשית, שהוא ספר של ישרים, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. What is it say over there? ידך באורך אויביך. What is that? A ketchup. You shoot in the back of the earth. That's a hesped on a tzadik, Shaul HaMelech. But David HaMelech spoke to everybody. He said, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring death, Chas V'Chalila, to remind us, Yashkilo Yom Amita? We're not learning enough Torah, Chas V'Chalila. We're not doing Kriyat Shema like we should do it, not only say the words, but Mekabelon. So he said, Lelamed et Bnei Yehuda, if we lose a tzaddik, we have to learn Kesed. What's Kesed, Rashi Tevot? Kriyat Shema and Torah. Kesed. Kriyat Shema, Torah. Lelamed et Bnei Yehuda, Kesed, to overcome the Yetzirah with Kriyat Shema and Torah. Who says that we're able to do it? So he says, Hinei Ketuva al Sefer HaYashar. In Sefer Bereshit, Yitzchak Avinu told Esav, Hineini zachamti lo yadati et yom moti. So the Agra de Kala said that he wanted to teach a derech in Avodat Hashem. He says to his child, Hineini zachamti, I'm an old person. Lo yadati et yom moti. I didn't have to use Yaski lo yom amita. I was able to overcome the Yesharara with Torah and Kriyat Shema. So says David HaMelech, if we lose Shaul HaMelech ויונתן בנו, ללמד את בני יהודה קשת תורה וקריאת שמה ותורה, אני כתובה על ספר הישר. Look up, you're going to see. הנה אני ידעתי, הנה אני זכרתי, לא ידעתי את יום מותי. The Rav mentioned the Gemara in מסכת ברכות. אם ראית תלמיד חכם שעבר עבירה בלילה, אל תערער אחריו. ביום שמא עשה תשובה. So the Gemara wondered, Shema asa tshuva? Vadai asa tshuva. So there's a wonderful word, the Eretz HaChaim, and Eretz and Drush from the Or Chadash. Chavot Yair, Chavot Yair, you have the Sefer? One of the most wonderful Drush Sfarim. He says, what's the Gehaver? Shema asa tshuva? Vad? He says, Im ra'ita talmid chacham shavar avarev balayla, Shema asa tshuva. Hu asa tshuva, Shema yamut lebachar. When you said you mentioned the Gemara, we need to do tshuva every night. Shema yamut. So he said, "Ita tamid chacham shavar avera." Shema yamut lemachar. Azu asa tshuva. Come on. Maybe he's gonna die tomorrow. So what is the Gemara? Shema asa tshuva. Tamid chacham doesn't do tshuva. Shema yamut. Because he does tshuva with Torah. Ela vaday asa. Filu, if he knows for sure that he's gonna get up in the morning, he also does tshuva. But that's the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk, as the Rishvorko said, I bore a mabul, thinking that by seeing so much death, the people are going to be more mitorer b'tshuva, but I don't want to kill anymore. So what's the idea? Et tashti natati ba'anam. I gave the keshet ba'anam. If v'hayta a keshet ba'anam, if there is b'anam, it means that the averot cause anam, a mesach ha'mavdil, then you will see the keshet, kriyat shema, Torah. Remember those two ideas. And then you don't need mitah, you don't need mavet. The as I will save the world from Chas V'Chalila, from Mabir.
Wow.
So we should learn Torah, we should be mekabel ha'machut shema, and we should come to this shiurim for 120 years, and we should meet only on Tzemachot.
Rabotai, before the Bi'alanya, when the rabbi said on these three items, in the summer, we heard a derash from Rabbi Gidon ben Moshe, who sits on the Abedin in Yerushalayim, who sits on the court in Yerushalayim. So he said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, the Gemara says that God took the mountain and he hung it over their heads. And he told them, if you accept the Torah, good. And if not, Sham Teke Muradchem. And the rabbi asked, he said, I don't understand. Everybody says that Matan Torah was a wedding.
What kind of wedding is this over here? This is mamash, this is a shotgun wedding, a mere shotgun wedding. This where they come along with the hatan comes with a gun under the chuppah, you accept the ring, you don't accept the ring. What kind of wedding is this here? So he said, based on the Gemara, the rabbi's quoting, he said, the Jewish people, God came to all the nations. You want the Torah? No. So God comes to Am Yisrael, and they said, okay, we'll take the Torah. But the Jewish people told Borei Olam, how could we take the Torah? Who knows what the Yetzirah is going to do to us on that day? You think the Yetzirah is going to make it so easy? The Yetzirah is going to come to us when God comes to give the Torah, and it's not with spring in our ear. Don't take it. It's too difficult. And all the other nations also didn't take it when you're smarter than. So they told Borei Olam, how are we going to fight the Yetzirah? So the Gemara says there's three ways. But Torah there isn't yet because she didn't give it to us. Kiryat Shema there isn't because she didn't give it to us. So Borei Olam says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. You just show up that day, I'll handle it. So all of a sudden that day what happened? Borei Olam comes and starts to hang the mountain over them. What happened? They remembered Yom HaMitah. Once they remembered Yom HaMitah, boom, the Yetzirah. So the Kafa Alem Harki Gigit was to their benefit. They were asking for it. They said, do us a favor, we got to get this Yetzirah. So when the all of a sudden they saw the Harki Gigit, Yom HaMitah, Yetzirah ran for his life. I'll say finish ma, and they got the Torah. So it wasn't the Ra'ah, the contrary. The Kafa Alem Gigit was in order to make it, to execute after Matan Torah, then they're ready,
But there's a wonderful addition. There's a wonderful addition over there. So what I could is not to tell them. In tekablu et Torah, then you don't need Yom Yatzkel Yom HaMitah. Ve'im lav,
that's
the punchline.
Meaning, Butav, you don't need this anymore.
That's the punchline.
Then the Hakam, the Hakam Oz. You say something to Hakamim and they add to it. In the parasha it says, in the parasha that when Noah came off the Teva, so it says he brought korbanot. Nobody told him to bring korbanot. He did it on his own. Till then, God told him everything: build the Teva, go on the Teva, get off the Teva. Noah didn't make a move without a tzivui. All of a sudden, he comes off the Teva, no tzivui. He builds the Teva, he starts bringing korbanot. So the Midrash right away says, on Noah, then the Hakam, the Yachkam Oz. Give the Hakam a little wisdom, and already he's able to embellish it and enhance it. You don't have to tell the Hakam everything. But Tikpesh, even what you tell him, he doesn't understand. Hakam, Dai B'Rimizah. The Hakam, you just have to talk to him in Remez. And already, not only he understands all the implications. So the Midrash says, what happened? Noah made a hajmon. Noah said, when God told me to bring animals on the Teva, he told me to bring two of the non-kosher ones and seven of the kosher, of the tahor. So he's thinking to himself, why should I bring seven of these? Why not two and two of each one? If you just need kiyum hamin, if you need for the species to perpetuate, we have a zakar v'ne keva, finished. So he made a hajmon, he says, Ela must be that some of them, Borei Olam wants me to slaughter for a korban. So therefore the pasuk says that Noah understood this. Noah was wise to understand the implication. So it wasn't tzivui. It wasn't a beferut. It was, so it says, Ten l'hacham, give the hacham a little remez, v'yichkam od. And he adds chokhmah to it, and he understands what he's doing. Why not three? Okay, that's ten l'hacham, yichkam od. But the point is, he knew that some of these items he could get rid of. You don't need seven. So he's four of them. So it says, everybody says, why did he bring korbanot for? Oh, it must be Thanksgiving. Berkat HaGomel. But Berkat HaGomel, he should have brought korban shelamim. It doesn't say brought shelamim. Korban todah shelamim. It says he brought korban ola. What's the pasuk say? Olot.
No, it wasn't Benjamin Korban Olot. So there's many reasons why I brought Korban Olot. Tomorrow in Sodash Rishit will say another reason why I brought Korban Olot. But if you take the word Olot, the Mafreya, what is Olot? Ten lechacham v'yechkam od. And therefore, in the Pasuk itself, Olot, ten lechacham v'yechkam od. It's giving a remit. So I say it on the great rabbi, whatever we say over here, ten lechacham, boom, and he gives us. That's what the rabbi was saying. If the kablu at the Torah, if you accept the Torah, mutav, then already you don't need these other scary options. But the imlav, if you don't accept the Torah, then yom hamitah is the only option that you have.
That's why he was saved by being locked up a year in the teva. It was an honor because he wasn't mitpaler over the
menorah.
So when he came out, he understood that he needed the tshuva.
Rabbi Hananya, menorah kasher omer.